Christmas plus birthday plus Christmas equals presents, happiness, happy, happy, possibly snow, Nan and Grandma coming, no school, relaxing. I have Asperger's, Charlie has Asperger's, William doesn't have Asperger's, he has severe autism. Charlie must sit at the end of the table, which means there's only one person sitting next to him, and that must be Will because he is the only other one who won't have gravy because William doesn't like gravy. So it's always a bit of an issue with eating with Charlie's food phobias.
Billy doesn't like the crowds in shops, so shopping is particularly difficult at Christmas because obviously it's more busy. Traffic is more busy getting in and out, and people touch him in the supermarket, which can lead to meltdown.
There's too many crowds and it's too much flashing lights.
How does it make you feel when?
Annoyed.
I have got from the NAS cards which explain his condition, which is sometimes easier if I can give those to people. I usually have some in my pocket rather than trying to explain to them while I'm trying to calm him down and stop him hurting himself or anyone else. I do love him. He's so interesting.
We used to do preparation for Christmas, so we'd talk about Christmas coming and people coming. Not now so much. Joe's not. Doesn't really have any issues or problems with Christmas, and he's quite happy to go around, but he isn't very sociable at Christmas, so when we go to family he does usually just take himself off, which sometimes some members of the family find a bit difficult.
We had a lot of trouble with families, you know, who didn't understand why John acted this way. I had, you know, relations saying, oh, my niece is a good spank, you know, and all this. And in the end, we end up giving him loads and loads of information. So as he's got older, the only problems I've got is food, because he does help himself, especially at night. And I actually bought a small box of Quality Street, and he nearly ate the whole lot. And we found the wrappers at the back of his bed, you know. We don't do a lot of decorations. We do the Christmas tree, and he likes to decorate the Christmas tree, but it's got to be his way. He doesn't like balloons, so we don't do balloons. He knows they're popping, he can't handle the noise.
Sometimes I want to do my own decorations and he won't let me sometimes, and sometimes it's got to always be his way and I don't really like it.
It's much better if we just stay in our own home. He can go up to his room and he can hide himself away if that's what he needs to do. It's close contact with, you know, who you love, and it's what works for us.
I've got twin boys, and they'll be 13 this month, and one of them has Asperger's syndrome. We do have a little system of writing a list where they write a list of things that they like, and they know that they're not going to get all of them. He's what could be described by some people as a picky eater, but it's just his Asperger's syndrome.